When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we're turning up the heat this week. Also, a chance for a few showers developing this afternoon. We have just a little bit higher humidity. The sea breeze will push inland this afternoon. And there's also a passing upper-level disturbance. And so while coverage won't be great, likely less than half the area, there should be a few showers developing as early as 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, continuing through 5 and 6. So in some areas, the afternoon commute will be impacted. You could hear a rumble of thunder. So some lucky neighborhoods probably will see a downpour for a little while later this afternoon into early this evening, while other areas don't get any rain at all. Of course, we'll take whatever we can get at this point. We are teased over the weekend with a couple of showers, especially Saturday. But again, rainfall amounts outside of right around St. Augustine just weren't very much at all. And so the overall dry weather pattern continues, and that will be true for the rest of the week. And temperatures will be a little hotter into the upper 80s to near 90 degrees, and we'll continue to see a partly sunny sky each day. Then as we head into the weekend, there is again an opportunity for some late day showers and perhaps a thunderstorm as the humidity continues to increase and the sea breeze becomes a little bit more active. Speaking of active, the weather continues to be very busy to our north and west. We had the major tornado outbreak from Friday through Sunday from Texas to the Midwest. There'll be more severe weather today. In fact, it looks like multiple episodes between now and at least the 10th of May or so. Now, that's not at all unusual. This is essentially the peak of the tornado season through the plains and Tornado Alley, but it's been especially active the last few days and doesn't appear to be diminishing or ending anytime soon. The upshot is, however, that the jet stream is carrying these systems well to the north of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, so we really don't see much impact from them. We certainly don't get the brunt of them, and by the time the fronts reach here, they're generally drying out like we've seen. So despite a pretty active weather pattern for much of the lower 48, that is not true in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Not uncommon for this time of year. When we get later into spring and approach summer, we don't get very many, at least significant fronts this far south. Our rainfall is more sparse overall. We still don't have the real high humidity that triggers daily showers and thunderstorms with the sea breeze. And then typically we turn on the switch in late May or early June, and we turn much wetter again. But until then, generally dry is not uncommon, and that's the way we're trending right now. And of course, that means a higher wildfire danger as well. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.